Tell it, tell it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, the Bible says, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." I have a tremendous truth that I want to encourage you with today. God has allowed me to have a very unique upbringing. I grew up in a Christian home. I was saved at 4.5 years old. I started preaching at the age of 13. I've been an independent, fundamental, King James Bible-only Baptist since birth. I've seen a lot in my near 57 years of life. I've seen people come and go. I've seen great churches change. I've seen great Christians change. I've seen people who I respected who now have changed. You've seen it. Good people who once stood strong, they're out of church. Sometimes even living wickedly. Maybe you're one of those. Let me help you today. Once strong fundamentalists, they're not even now Baptists, or they're Baptists in name only. Churches that used to be strong and soul winning and a bastion of holiness and God's blessing was on them have now changed, and they're only a shadow of what used to be, but they pretend as though they've not changed. God warns us to not let this happen. He said, "Beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness." God tells us how to do this. He said, "I want you to grow in grace. I want you to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." You see, this growth is the key to keep us from falling. Just keep growing. He didn't say just keep learning. He said keep growing. God says to grow in grace, or the application of knowledge, not just the acquisition of knowledge. Too many Christians are wrapped up in learning facts, but they never win a soul to Christ. They never teach a convert anything. They never help build a Sunday school class. They never do anything for God but learn. They have a full notebook, but not a full life. Churches have seemed to become seminary classrooms instead of basic training for war. Now, I'm for education. I'm for learning. But I'm against calling lies and theories and anti-God philosophies educational. Educational is supposed to be based on truth, not rewritten by our government and lost people so that it can become more inclusive to benefit their wickedness. When man puts his mind, his ideas, and his ways above truth, then it's not education. It's programming. I want you to see what God has to say here. I want you to notice that God tells us to grow. God doesn't say how much we have to grow. He says, grow. He does not say how fast we have to grow. He says, grow. It's not just growing in all areas all at the same time. He says, just grow. You see, the process of growth will keep you from the process of destruction. My dear friend, God says that He wants us to grow. We're to grow. That word grow means grow like a tree. A tree, once it's planted, begins to grow and does not stop growing until it dies. You see, a tree dies when growth stops. Psalm 1 says that we're to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. And God wants us to grow until we die. Let me give you several thoughts this morning. Number one, we need to grow in our faithfulness. You know, we should be at all services of our church. That means Sunday school and Sunday morning and Sunday night, Wednesday night, all of the special meetings. We need to be at the Bible studies, and we just need to grow in our faithfulness. We ought to be there on time, dressed right, ready to go, ready to get what God has for us. We ought to be faithful in all that we do in our service for God. Number two, we need to grow in our soul winning and getting the gospel out. You know, we should not be afraid to invite people to church. We should not be afraid to give people the gospel. We shouldn't be afraid to hand a gospel tract out. I have people in my church, they are the trackingest people in the world. They leave them at gas pumps, and they go person to person to person at the gas station, and they leave them at grocery stores and put them in people's shopping carts. And I had a man that I had won to Christ, one of the hardest people I ever met. And he was in the hospital about once every other month, and every nurse on every floor that he was ever at had gospel tracts. You see, we need to help get the gospel out. Let's just grow. I'm not saying that you have to be the next evangelist, but we ought to be growing. Next, we need to grow in our Bible. We ought to read the Bible every day. We ought to try to practice living what we read every day. I believe we ought to memorize the scripture on a regular basis. I believe we ought to hear it more by being in church more. And let's grow in our knowledge of the Bible, not man's philosophies of it, not some book written by somebody else. Let's just read God's words and memorize God's words. Next, we need to grow in our tithing. Tithing is not an act of faith. It's an act of obedience. Tithing is not what the preacher says. Tithing is what God says. The word tithe means first tenth of all our increase. I believe if we'll just obey God, God will bless us. That's according to Malachi chapter 3. I could teach you how to double your tithe and never give more money than you're giving right now. Go out and win someone to Christ, bring them to church and teach them to tithe, and you can double your tithe. That's God's plan. Number five, we need to grow in prayer. You know, prayer is talking to God. It's not fancy words. You can't impress God with your vocabulary. And it's not wrong to pray for yourself, but we ought to learn to pray for others. I have a list of about 200 people that I pray for every day. I try to do my best, but I also ask God for my needs. Learn to pray as a family, yes, but learn to pray alone. And lastly, we need to grow in our relationships. You're going to grow closer in your marriage as you walk with God more. You'll grow in your relationship with your children at home as you walk with God more. You'll learn to grow in your relationship with your grown children as you grow in grace. Grow in your friendships at church. Grow in your relationship with your pastor and your closeness with him. Grow in your work relationships and be the best employee you can be. You see, the word grow means to increase something. Just try to grow. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages, or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.